First John chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they come from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world, and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. Pray with me. Our Father, again, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your truth. Father, we would ask that you would show us what to do with it. Show us how you would change our lives or encourage us, Father. And show us what we should continue doing. So please help us now, Lord, as we look to you and ask to be changed. And ask that you be glorified in our lives. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I once had a young friend come to me asking me for help because he was being tormented at school. He said there was this big kid that was going to beat him up. And everywhere he went, the kid was there. And he wanted me to teach him how to fight. I said, just stay away from the kid. He said, I can't. He looks for me. My friend had tried going outside of the school building, going around the building, and come in the other side to evade the kid who was finding him in the halls, and the kid was there. I said, tell your teachers. He said, I can't. If I tell my teachers, I'm going to get made fun of even more by everybody else. And he was sure he was at his wit's end. I don't know if you've ever been pursued. I don't know if you've ever been in a place where you had to go somewhere and every time you were there, you were terrified that you were going to get beat up. Can you imagine having such an enemy? Can you imagine having someone who has made it their purpose to take you down? Made it their purpose to humiliate you. Well, amazingly enough, you are in that place. The scripture talks about Satan coming to steal and to kill and destroy. Now, imagine you needed some advice on how to live and what you were going to do. Would you go to this person who wanted to destroy you? It wouldn't make any sense at all. Now imagine there's someone else who loves you. Someone who has all wisdom. Someone who came that you could have life. Who came so you could have this life more abundantly. And was willing to lay their life down for you. Would you go to that person for counsel? Would you go to that person for advice? See, this is what's being laid out here in 1 John chapter 4. Because these people showed up in the church and they're teaching something contrary. They're bringing all these wrong doctrines across that John says are from Antichrist. They are from the one who would destroy the church. Look with me at verse 1. Dear children, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. When I first read this, when I was a new believer, I was so confused. I thought this was telling me that if I'm sitting and reading my Bible and a spirit manifests in front of me, I'm supposed to ask it what it says about Jesus. And I always thought, wow, I hope I would have the courage to do that. But we see here as we continue that it's not the idea that he's bringing across, because he goes straight to saying many false prophets have gone out into the world. See, every teacher speaks from spirit. Everyone who claims to have instruction for you about life and living and about eternal life is speaking from spirit. And the question is, what spirit are they speaking from? The Spirit of God? Or are they speaking from the spirit of the world? You see, the scripture here tells us to test the spirits. And this word that in the Greek, it has the idea, it was used in extra biblical writings. Here is talking about men who were tested in battle. Men who were tested and approved and shown to be strong. It was also used when the people would examine coins with acid and they would drip it on it to see if this is what people said it is. Is this the truth? We see here it says, don't believe every spirit. Now, if you want to translate it literally, it would be, stop believing everybody that comes to you. Stop believing whatever someone says. Don't just take anything and swallow it. When I was in art school, there was this guy, Marcello Andre Spigallo, who was from Peru. And he would always bring these wacky dishes that his mom made. And one day I walked into the student lounge and he had this food sitting there in aluminum foil. And I said, what's that? And he said, oh, I don't know. And I was like, yeah, right. Can I have some? He said, sure, help yourself. And I took some that was all right. I said, this is pretty good. What is it? He said, oh, I don't know. I thought he was lying. Well, who made it? I don't know. And I was confident that his Peruvian mother had made it. I said, come on, then where'd you get it? He said, I found it wrapped up in a foil over there in the corner. I hope that terrifies you and you would never do something like that, because to this day I don't know what I was eating that was wrapped in aluminum foil in the corner in the student lounge of an art school. But so many of us will sit and listen to these sermons on TV, I almost want to put them in quotes, and swallow whatever is being given to us. You know, so many of us, if somebody says, well, it's in the Bible, or this, or I feel led to bring this to you, well, that's the end all be all, and people will take it and they'll swallow it. And this is stuff that's been wrapped in aluminum foil in the corner in a student lounge in an art school. You see, the scripture says, don't be like that. Don't just take whatever someone brings to you. Don't just take whatever someone gives you and stick it in your mouth and chew it up and swallow it and structure your life around it. But it says, test it. Test it. Test the teachers. Test their doctrine. Test what's being brought to you. And make sure that this is from God. He warns us, many false prophets have gone out into the world. We're warned that the spirit of Antichrist is in the world. And this is the truth. This is the absolute truth. The one who has come to steal, the one who has come to kill, and the one who has come to destroy you, your family, and your church is in the world and is active. So we must test everything that's brought to us. Look with me at verse 2. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Everyone that acknowledges that Jesus has come in the flesh is from God. And this is the particular heresy they were dealing with at the time. People were saying that, well, Jesus couldn't have been in flesh because flesh is sinful. Well, that completely destroys the atonement. if Jesus didn't come and Jesus wasn't all man and Jesus wasn't all God, he couldn't make atonement for sin. But what he's saying here is the people that you're dealing with, look at them. Do they acknowledge Christ? In some places it talks about him coming from God, acknowledge that he came from God, the Son of God, acknowledging that he's in the flesh. Do these people have Christ straight, and do they acknowledge him? In a lot of ways, this acknowledge him is an unfortunate translation, because you can walk down the street and see someone on the other side and give them a nod and acknowledge them. Well, this isn't what the scripture's talking about. Not at all. When John uses it, and he's always talking about in relationship to Jesus, it's an acknowledgement. It is a confession that is evidence of your salvation. So what kind of people do you go to for counsel? What kind of people will you listen to? The scripture makes it so clear that lays out the two worlds. In here it talks about the spirit of the world. And that's talking about the spirit of the... Well, every generation and every life and every religion has a spirit. And there is a spirit of the world. And that is the world that is said that Satan has dominion over. Satan is the boss. Satan is called the prince of the world. And how far do you take that? Well, it's every system and every structure that claims to have what you need for life and living apart from Christ. Because there is no life and living apart from Christ. So we have Christians who are so caught up in the daytime talk shows that they get more theology from that than they get from their pulpits. They get more theology from that than they get from their scriptures. And you hear these things regurgitated, and you hear these things just brought back to you. But where is life and truth? It is in the Word of God. And it is in the people who have loved Him and have given their lives to Him and are committed to bringing this truth. So run to godly counselors who not only acknowledge Christ, but confess Christ. Those who have given their lives to Him. When you take counsel from a godly person, you're listening to those who have passed from death to life. You're listening to those who know Christ. And would you go to the servant of the one who hates you and ask for advice? Would you accept their counsel? It's madness. So guard against those who do not confess Jesus. Look with me at verse 3. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world. Now we're going to look at this word that's translated here, acknowledge. It is the same word in Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. That if you confess, there it is, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. This is talking about people whose lives belong to Christ and are saved. Verse 10, for it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. John also uses it in 1 John chapter 2, verse 23. No one who denies the Son has the Father, but whoever confesses the Son has the Father also. And Jesus uses it when he's talking about people being condemned. Matthew 7:23. Then I will tell them plainly, or I will confess, I never knew you. Apart from me, you evildoers. You see, this confession is showing salvation. This confession is showing that they belong to Christ. So where do you get your counsel? Where is your family getting their counsel? Where are their co-workers getting their counsel? And what are they bringing to you? Or what are you letting them eat? That was found in the corner. It's come from the evil one that would destroy them. So reject the teachers of the world. Look with me at verse 5. They are from the world, and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. This world, it's the same idea in Ephesians 6:12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Again, verse 3. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus, or say that does not confess Jesus, is not from God. This is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. So you come in contact with the spirit of Antichrist. Your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers, your family members, take the counsel of Antichrist. And the question is, how do you relate to this? How do you handle this? How do you confront this? See, you are called to love sincerely. Loving in truth. If someone is swallowing lies, tell them. If someone is spreading lies, tell them. Don't let them sit and eat the garbage that was found in the corner and pass it around. If you love them, you are the ones who have been given the truth. You are the ones who have been trusted with the word and the counsel of God. And run with courage, because you have overcome the world. Look with me at verse 4. Dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. See, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to fear as you confront these issues. And it can be scary. You might be facing authority figures, people who you have respected, people who have taught you, people who have loved you. But do not be afraid, because you have overcome them. It's kind of strange to see it in the verse that you have overcome them. It's just talking about these false teachers. You have already overcome them. I can say this to you, and it applies directly to you. You have already overcome them. Well, how is this the case? It's the same as if you saw someone fall off of the Empire State Building. And you could say, they're dead, before they even hit the ground, because they're as good as dead. You have overcome them.
same sense. Because it is done. It is a done deal. Because the one who lives in you is greater than the one who is in the world. You see, the eternal spirit that proceeds from the Father is at home in you. You can take courage. You have strength. You have overcome by the power of the Holy Spirit. Look with me at verse 24. I'm sorry. Look with me at verse 6. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. See, this is the apostle saying, whoever is of the truth listens to us. And that is to say, whoever is of the truth obeys the word of God. I was reading in The Witness this morning. It was talking about the football coach who wrote a book, and everyone, and it's doing really well. Number two. People say he's not getting beat up for two reasons. He confessed Christ and he's not getting beat up for two reasons. One, because his football team wins. And in America, that covers a multitude of sins. But the other reason is because he lives his faith. You know, everything he talks about, he does. To say, he goes to prison and visits people and doesn't tell anybody about it. He doesn't broadcast it. And it's a quiet strength that's being attributed to him. You see, who do you trust? Who do you listen to? Whose counsel do you run to, or should you run to? Those who confess Jesus Christ. Those who obey his word. And those who obey his truth. And to take any other counsel is to listen to the servant of the one who would destroy you. Even if they don't know it. Even if they don't know they're lost. Even if they think they're trying to help you. It is the spirit of Antichrist if they do not confess and follow Christ. And run to the spirit of truth and confess Christ. That is the call for all of us. Run to Christ. Run to Christ. Run to Christ. I wrote a pamphlet from a youth group that I ran, and I laid out what it means to be a Christian for them. And in the end, it said, and if you find that this is not you and this isn't consistent with who you are, run to Christ. Well, a family member of mine looked at that and they said, I don't understand this. I said, well, what do you mean you don't understand it? They're a Christian. I know they're a Christian. And they said, I thought you believed in predestination. We still haven't gotten that ironed out yet. You know, predestination. If you believe in predestination, run to Christ. If you believe you're saved, run to Christ. Confess Christ. Acknowledge Christ. Everything you do. There's this wonderful man that walks on the track every morning at 5 in the morning. He does 2 miles in it. He's in his 70s or his 80s. And he was talking to his son, and his son was in rebellion. He was in utter rebellion. And he's turned around almost all the way. And he told his son, you're almost there. You're 179 degrees, son. But you're not there. He told told him to run to Christ, and what that meant was give up your life for Him. Trust in Him to save you. Trust in Him to obey. Trust in Him as you obey. Trust in Him and give Him your life. John 5:24 says, I tell you the truth. Whoever hears my word and believes Him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed from death to life. And I pray this is you. I pray you have crossed from death to life. I pray you run to Christ. I pray you run to His truth. I pray that you run to His word and that you rejoice in Him. Let us pray. Our God in heaven, may we run to you. May this congregation run to you. Father, may we never be satisfied with the years of service behind us. Father, may we never be satisfied with the name on our sign. But Father, may we be the church that clings to your truth. Father, may we be the truth that confesses you. May we be the truth that proclaims you. Father, and we would ask that this would be the thrust of all of our ministry here. Father, may this be the thrust of our ministry in the pulpit. May this be the thrust of the ministry in our Bible studies. Father, may this be the thrust of the ministry in our children's outreach. Father, that we would proclaim your word, that we would proclaim your truth, that we would confess you. God, that we would bring the counsel of your Holy Spirit as manifested in your word. Father, we lift our congregation to you. And we pray for your help. We pray for your strength, Lord, and we pray that you will be glorified. Lord, we thank you for those that were able to be back here with us today. Lord, we thank you for answered prayer. Lord, we pray for your work in our hearts as we strive to labor for you. Lord, for those who work here, for those who teach, for those who labor so diligently, for those who are exhausted, we do pray for strength. We do pray for encouragement. And we pray that you'll be glorified. Father, for the few of us that still aren't here this morning, we pray that you meet them where they are. We pray that you comfort them. We pray that you encourage them. We pray that you bring your word to them. And we pray that you give them rest and that they are drawn to you. We thank you, God, for the wonderful ministry that has been done here throughout the years. And we pray, Father, that it will continue, that many souls will be saved, and that you will be glorified as your fellowship is spread. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.